To him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. This morning we consider a brief text in Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 and 22. Then Peter came to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times? Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. This is the word of God. In the name of our Lord Jesus, who was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our justification, dear friends in Christ, what does the word unlimited mean to you? For years, clothing retailer L.L. Bean was famous for its unlimited return policy. Yes, unlimited. You could literally return a pair of boots years after you purchased them and get a full refund with no receipt. Predictably, people began to take unfair advantage of this policy, claiming refunds on jackets bought at yard sales, bringing back shoes that were years old and worn out by natural processes. Of course, inevitably, in 2018, the company was finally forced to change their unlimited return policy. Turns out, unlimited wasn't so unlimited after all. In fact, when it comes to retail stores or funny cars or hydroplanes or ducks or anything else in the world, unlimited very seldom means what it says. There are always limits, with one exception. This morning we consider the theme, God's forgiveness is unlimited. Peter wanted to know how far a believer can be expected to go in forgiving someone who has sinned against him. Jewish law said that you were required to forgive the same person three times if he sinned against you. But Peter thought he could afford to be more generous than that. Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times? Wow, more than twice the legal requirement. It certainly seemed that Peter was being more than fair, but his question actually displayed the fact that he really did not understand the concept of forgiveness at all. He wasn't prepared for Jesus' response. Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. No, Peter, God requires you to forgive people not three times, not seven times, but 70 times seven, 490 times. Or really, what he meant was forgiveness unlimited. That's the rule for believers. And unless Peter and the other disciples misunderstand the consequences of not forgiving your neighbor who sins against you, Jesus went on to tell the parable of the unmerciful servant. You remember that one. You remember that poor fool who, after being forgiven an enormous debt of 10,000 talents, several tons of silver that he owed his master, turned around and held his fellow servant to account for a measly sum of 100 denarii that he owed him and demanded that debt of his fellow servant. The wicked servant's punishment for his unwillingness to forgive his neighbor was swift and terrifying. His master was angry and delivered him to the torturers until he should pay all that was due to him. So my heavenly Father also will do to you if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses. Jesus is making one thing very clear. If you put limits on your forgiveness, you will not escape the wrath of God. Now that's a terrifying word for any of us. All of us who have ever held resentment in our hearts or a grudge against someone else. But there's hope here too. It's not too late to heed Jesus' warning. Our God is a just God, as this parable so clearly reveals. He takes his law seriously. But he is also a merciful and compassionate God. Let us repent of our hardness of heart and come to him for forgiveness and healing. He won't reject us. In fact, God is forgiveness unlimited. He's made a sure and certain way in Christ for us to escape the punishment that our sins deserve. And here's something interesting. Because faith in God's mercy always produces fruits. Hearts that are overflowing with the gospel can't help but respond. In fact, you'll find that when you escape God's wrath, it really is pretty much impossible to put limits on your forgiveness toward others. To be forgiving toward others, it helps a lot to understand just how completely God has forgiven you. You run into problems otherwise. There's a true story about a Christian missionary to the Philippines who was haunted by a sin he had committed many years before. He had confessed it long ago, but it still plagued his conscience and gave him no peace. One day he was visiting a devout woman of his parish who had the unusual claim that she said she visited with Jesus in her dreams and that Jesus communicated with her. The pastor, of course, was skeptical. To test her, he said, the next time you talk to Jesus in your dreams, ask him what sin your pastor committed when he was in seminary. The woman agreed. The following week, the pastor visited again and asked, well, did Jesus come to you in your dreams? Yes, he did, she replied. And did you ask him what sin your pastor committed in seminary? Yes. What did he say? He said, I don't remember. I don't remember. My dear Christian friends, when you bring your sins to the Lord, all the sins of your past, he's going to say the same thing to you. I don't remember. On your knees, you can thank your gracious Lord that his forgiveness is forgiveness unlimited. Not only does your Heavenly Father forgive your sins, he forgets them as well. And we always say, don't we, forgive and forget. But that's not easy. For us humans, forgiveness comes hard, and forgetting is often impossible. But not for God. God, for Jesus' sake, says to you in Isaiah, and this is a promise, I, even I, am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake and will not remember your sins. So take a deep breath. With God, it definitely is forgiveness unlimited. Your sins, your 10,000 talents worth of sins, have already been remitted by God. And that sort of puts the rest of your life in perspective, doesn't it? We now trust the Holy Spirit to give us that precious ability, the ability to in turn forgive our neighbor, to gladly and willingly comply with Paul's admonition to the Ephesians. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, just as God in Christ forgave you. Is it always easy? No. Many of the sins people commit against you are not small sins. But when God gives you faith to understand the 10,000 talents you've been forgiven, then the debts others owe you won't seem nearly as important. Then the boundaries on your mercy, the limits on your forgiveness will begin to fade and disappear. With God, it truly is forgiveness unlimited, because all your sins are atoned for, washed away, and forgotten in the glorious triumph of Easter morning. God grant that all of us may live in the light of that triumph, joyfully forgiving others as we have been forgiven. Amen. We'll conclude with hymn 843.